Patrick Gordon is here. Pope John Paul II Academy is a private school. They need to raise money because, you know, they're not state funded. And for $25, you can get a ticket for a raffle. A 2006 Mustang GT, Patrick. Is this your signature fundraising event, or do you have several throughout the year?
Yeah, well, this is one of our major fundraising events, and it's I got to say, it's probably our most fun fundraiser that we've probably ever done. And this is just a great way to support our school. And even if you don't really know about our school or don't even really care about our school, I mean, how could you not care about this car, right? So if you don't care about kids, at least you care about this car. What we're hoping is that people will, love the cause that they're supporting. You're supporting a great school here in Montrose. You're helping these kids that we are entrusted to, but you're having fun. And so it's a great car, if you want to tell them a little about it.
I will indeed. But I just thought of another question.
Sure.
Hang on one second. This is very controversial, Patrick.
Okay. Because I
read in the Register newspaper that a lot of schools, and people listening are thinking this too, a lot of Catholic schools in this country are using Common Core or some aspects of Common Core. They tweaked it. Are you guys using it?
Okay. No, I tell people we're not using Common Core. We're using an exceptional core. So,
whoa!
Yeah. So we're trying to go beyond what's common, right? No, we don't use Common Core as in almost the political movement that's right now going throughout our public education system. That being said, not everything about Common Core, something that we think is bad. There's some great standards that are put out in the Common Core, and so we do have high standards, and we look at things like Common Core and we say, are we meeting high academic and rigorous standards? So whether we're teaching math or whether we're teaching writing and reading, we want to make sure we're meeting high standards. But the way that the Common Core is paired with standardized testing and kind of a standardized curriculum, no, we're not doing that because we believe we need to individualize our education according to the needs of each child. So, each child is not common. Each child is unique and has their, really they have unique needs that we need to meet.
That's very Maria Montessori of you.
Yeah, well, high respect for the woman.
So do you get any Common Core refugees?
Yeah, we do get some refugees, I guess, that come over. A lot of people are becoming disillusioned with public education right now, precisely because of these political movements where the government is becoming more and more involved and intruding and intervening in the education system.